Now this is the story of Anna Fulgida Bartolacelli. She died when she was 65 years old, but she was just 1 foot and 11.5 inches tall because she had dwarfism and rickets. Even though she herself was disabled, she visited the sick and disabled to manifest the gospel, to remove any fear and to show them through her example and inspiring words how to obtain the secret of true happiness. Anna Fulgida Bartolacelli was born on February the 24th, 1928, in Rocca Santa Maria, in the province of Modena, Italy, into a humble family. Like her sister, Ada, born 3 years earlier, Anna does not grow up like other girls due to an imbalance and lack of calcium in the bones, which causes the weakening of the entire bone structure and consequently to numerous and frequent fractures. She lived her whole life confined to a small wheelchair, but despite innumerable sufferings, she became a model of resignation, of cheerfulness, and of love to all those around her, and helped to strengthen and support countless persons who came to know and love her over the years. Anna was utterly unselfish, and rather than becoming closed in on herself, she thought only of others and did her best to help them or to make them feel happier. She had a ready smile and a kind word to each person she met, and thanked God every day for her sufferings, which she considered a great gift. She wrote, "The Lord in His goodness created me just the way I am. I assure you, if I were different, maybe I would not be so happy and so accomplished. That does not take away the fact that there are no difficulties, problems. Rather, they are endless." While in Lourdes in 1961, Anna met Monsignor Luigi Novorisia for the first time during the pilgrimage of Sikh priests at the Marian Priestly League. Coming into contact with Monsignor Luigi Novorisia's volunteer center for suffering, she discovers that she has a specific place and role in both in civil society and in the church. She begins to learn how her sufferings could be used for the benefit of souls. She feels deeply loved by the Lord and offers Him her sufferings so that they may be used for the reparation of sins, for the church, for the Pope, the bishops, the priests, and for the salvation of souls. There was in her a constant anxiety to do apostolate. At Bologna in 1964, she became a fully consecrated member of the Silent Workers of the Cross, which is an association of lay people, priests, and religious who strive to enlighten the sick on the Christian meaning of suffering and of its great dignity and worth for mankind. Anna devoted herself to this apostolate of prayer and charity with all her heart. She went towards the suffering or the handicapped to manifest the word of the Lord, to remove all fear from them, and to make them discover the secret of happiness, starting with the present life, to then reach the fullness of light in eternity. She continued to live at her family's home in Rocca Santa Maria, where she spent her days in ceaseless prayers, constantly uniting her sufferings to those of Jesus on the cross for the conversion of sinners. Anna recited many rosaries each day and had a tremendous love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. All who met her were impressed by her supernatural spirit and a smile which seemed to radiate peace and joy to all. Her humility and courage had a deep impression on all who met the Little Big Woman, as she was known. Anna had a wonderful apostolate in her suffering. She had been approached by many priests, and everyone agrees that she had a truly beautiful soul, and with her simplicity and humility, she was able to bring souls close to the Lord. Under the guidance of her spiritual father, Father Don Sergio Ronchetti, Anna manages to overcome moments of discouragement by committing herself more and more to become the will of the Father. And despite her ailments, on the 18th and 19th of May, she organizes the Diocesan Conference of Volunteers for Suffering in Modena, which is held every year. Almost deaf now and suffering from pericarditis, Anna suffers a lot, but she does not lose heart and engages in prayer. After a last hospitalization at the Formigine Hospital, with her ribs now piercing her lungs, the servant of God died on July the 24th, 1993, at the age of 65. Many people had flocked to her funeral, and on a coffin, instead of flowers, the book of the Word of God is placed, a request of Anna herself. Now, Anna's life stands as a testimony to the inherent value and dignity of people with disabilities, and a great contribution in the life of the church for the salvation of sinners. Let us now offer up a prayer for the beatification of the servant of God, Anna Fulgida Bartolacelli. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, who loves the little ones and the suffering, we thank you for the gifts given to your servant, Anna Fulgida Bartolacelli, a silent worker of the cross. Living a total consecration to the Immaculate Conception, she witnessed in the greatest human fragility the salvific value of suffering and the apostolic of the sick. Her glorification will be an incentive to follow you in joy, even on the way of the cross to reach the joy of the resurrection. Through the intercession of your faithful servant, grant us the grace we implore from your mercy. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be, world without end. Amen. Servant of God, Anna Fulgida Bartolacelli, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.